Good morning, Lee.
And this morning we're talking about embodied energy, another science lesson. Firstly, what is embodied energy?
Okay, so this is the term that describes the amount of energy it has taken to manufacture an item. Everything us humans make has some sort of embodied energy count.
Do you have an example there for us?
I have a great example. So to make one standard car, we're looking at a figure of around 76,000 kilowatt hours or 76 megawatt of energy. That's a lot of energy. Yeah, to put this into context, both my house, workshop and showroom consumed 16 megawatt of energy for all of last year. So that's every kettle I've boiled, every room I've heated, every meal I've cooked, computers and servers are never shut down, a warehouse full of lights and appliances, worth of energy for an entire year. And it's only 21% of the energy that is required to make one single car.
Wow, only 21%.
That's right. So this amount of energy involved in manufacturing a car is before we've even considered putting fuel in it to keep it going.
Safe to say, cars are a black hole of embodied energy. Tell us a little bit about house and buildings, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, this is interesting too. The CSIRO have calculated it takes at least 276 megawatt hour to make a modest home, or the same amount of energy to make 3.7 cars. Now, hopefully, a home has a lifespan of at least 100 years, though given to say that some of these new homes, that's debatable, but it still works out to be 2.76 megawatt hour per year on top of your typical 10 megawatt hour year a home typically consumes in a year. It all adds up.
Pretty safe to say embodied energy is something that we don't normally consider when we purchase things.
That's right, and we just accept them as bright and shiny objects we want to purchase without acknowledging or even being aware that a lot of energy and potentially pollution has gone into the background to manufacture and transport. It wouldn't hurt to give where and what our items are made from a bit of thought, but this leads me on to my next area of embodied energy, solar panels. They don't grow on trees, and if they did, we'd probably burn them. So solar panels are essentially a conglomerate of sands, aluminium, copper, silver, and other things you wouldn't want to spread on your toast. But all these materials take energy to craft from their raw form into the final products we see on our roofs. This is the best bit about a solar panel, lately. They harvest energy from the sun and convert it into something we can use.
So give us a bit of an example, Adrian, just on average, how long it takes to recover enough energy to recoup that energy?
Your typical run-of-the-mill solar panel, you're looking at around 2.5 to 3 years to recover enough energy to recoup the energy it takes to make that solar panel. Some of my 10-year-old panels that have collected over 4 megawatt of energy, solar energy, each panel so far, and at the end of their anticipated lifespan, will have collected over 10 megawatt of energy per panel. And some of those houses have over 20 of these on the roof. So that's over 200 megawatt of energy each house, or the best part of the energy it required to build the home in the first place. These older panels are only 235 watts per panel, and nowadays equivalent panels are around 365 watts, which is 50% more. So houses today in 25 years' time with 20 panels would generate 50% more power over the same period.
There is a bit of a fly in the ointment, though. A lot of panels aren't lasting the distance, though, are they?
That is. It is a bit of a sticking point. So some panels out there aren't long enough to even recover their embodied energy.
And all different brands have different levels of embodied energy, I'm thinking.
That's right. So some are built using coal as a primary energy source, while others, like LG panels, have hectares of solar panels on their factory roofs. So solar panels are energising the machines that make solar panels. That's why LG panels have around a 1.8-year embodied energy payback. LG panels and our QCell Q-Peak panels also have a 25-year product or build warranty. So they know their panels are built to last, and they've put their money where their mouth is and are willing to underwrite your investment for the next quarter of a century to prove it. Longevity on top of lower embodied energy in the products to start with make for a winning combination.
Now that we know what embodied energy, it all makes sense. To buy quality solar panels that are designed to last is what we're thinking.
That's right, and not only is it stupendously good for your wallet, it's what we need to be considering for the environment. Moving away from products with planned obsolescence or just purely disposable in nature benefits everyone. You know those things were just designed to be thrown out from day one. Buy things you can hand on to your kids. Buy things that last the life of your home. You may have to pay a bit more for it, but ultimately everyone benefits, even those of us that haven't been born yet.
At DMS Energy, you're the busiest electrical contractor here on the northwest coast, aren't you? Sell plenty of great product there.
We are. We're also LG and QCell solar dealers, and we're SolarEdge partners, and we do the research in, nearly everything we sell, so you don't have to out there at home.
We can pop into your showroom. Whereabouts do we find you?
So pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. And we'll be happy to show you through all the stuff we sell, and you can actually see it all working. DMSenergy.net.au. Give us a call, 1300 502 599.
And you cover the whole of the northwest coast?
We certainly do.
And that includes Circular Head?
We're, Exactly. We've been flat out in Smithton lately.
That's great to hear. And we've learnt more about embodied energy this week. For another lesson, including a science lesson, listen out again next Monday morning at this time for Power Savers with Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. Adrian, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you in 7 days from now.
Thanks.